Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzi Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the Israeli Prime Minister says Tel Aviv is prepared to widen its operations in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu says the almost nightly strikes in Gaza could be expanded if the need arises. Now, this, he says, is because of a surge in rocket fire from Gaza in recent weeks. Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has called for the reoccupation of the besieged Gaza Strip as Israeli military forces are gearing up for a possible major offensive on the enclave. Israeli warplanes have already conducted a dozen airstrikes in central and southern Gaza since Saturday, injuring a number of Palestinians. Gaza has been under a crippling siege since 2007. Crossing over to Bali, joined by international lawyer Mr. Barry Grossman. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, looking at this situation, what gives the right of Netanyahu to basically announce that he will probably be increasing the attacks and the operations? And there's no repercussions for him. Nothing is said as far as from international political circles.
Well, let's be clear. He has no right, and Israel has no right, and the occupation forces have no right, no moral right, and no legal right. But of course, it's not surprising, because since 1948, when Israel unilaterally declared its independence, violating the process that was then underway in the UN Security Council, they've never been taken to task. There's not another nation in the world that is in standing violation of more international conventions and international laws than Israel. And it has never been held to account for what it does. So it's not surprising that it's acting out again. And let's be clear what's going on right now. Under the pretense of an abduction, which may or may not have happened, and for the sake of argument, let's concede that it happened, they are now doing almost exactly the same sort of thing that the Nazis did in occupied France, Greece, and Italy. That is, if any person there in the resistance or among the occupied peoples dared to strike back at the occupation forces or at the Wehrmacht, the Nazis struck back with overwhelming force, not at the people who did it, but at the larger community. They carried out what was essentially illegal under international law, which was group punishment. They punished everybody for the deeds of a handful of people. And by any standard of international law, there's absolutely no doubt about this. What Israel is doing right now is entirely illegal.
But what does it mean? Let me just jump in here. You just said everything that they're doing is illegal. But then what does it mean? How is it possible? What will it take, basically, for Israel to pay the price, as any other entity would do, if it is doing something illegal, as Israel has continued to take many illegal actions, and, of course, with the settlements and so many other things, the way that they are treating the Palestinians in general, and we always come back to it is illegal according to international law. Where are the ramifications? Where are the repercussions? What will it take to make them pay the price for what they're doing?
Well, the problem, of course, is that international law is an inherently political process, never more so than when administered by the United Nations, because, of course, within the United Nations, we have the Security Council, and any permanent member of the Security Council can veto any steps taken by the United Nations against another nation that's in violation of international law. And what we've seen now for decades, of course, is a unqualified willingness of the United States, backed by other nations which aren't on the Security Council, to invariably come to Israel's defense, which of course blocks the international law process. So what we really need is we need the citizenry of these countries, of the United States first and foremost, but also countries like Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, to a large extent Germany and France, to take some responsibility and let their elected officials know that they're not prepared to have their governments doing these things.
All right, thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Barry Grossman out of Bali, Indonesia, international lawyer.